Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
All right, guys, welcome to today's Instant Reaction podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Iowa State defeats Texas Tech 31-15. Apologize if I'm a little bit muffled here, but I'm masking up in the Iowa State press box. Those are the rules, and I'm abiding by them. We are, as always, presented by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Remember our friends at Carl Chevrolet for all of your car buying needs. They have been a long sponsor of what we do here at Cyclone Fanatic. We appreciate that and want to spread the word about them. You can find them at The Rock in Ankeny or Carl Chevrolet in Stewart. All right, 31-15. Iowa State defeats Texas Tech today in a game that was much closer on the scoreboard than the game actually was. I mean, this was really a butt-kicking for the most of the afternoon here. Texas Tech only had 95 yards heading into the fourth quarter. They really struggled to move the ball against Iowa State's defense. Really, you know, Iowa State, there was a blocked field goal in the first quarter that Tech returned for a touchdown. And then Tech got a touchdown late in the fourth quarter in garbage time. So it was nearly a shutout for the Iowa State defense today. Just super efficient. Nothing, I wouldn't even say there was much flashy about this game from Iowa State. 6.0 yards per play, which is great. Brock Purdy, I thought, was fantastic. 32 for 43, 302 yards and two touchdowns. Breece Hall continued to, you don't want to get ahead of yourselves here, but he's putting up some numbers right now, guys, that are going to put him in contention for a lot of national awards. I'm not even going to say it, but another 135 yards today, two touchdowns for Breece. He could have had a couple other touchdowns, really. And Iowa State left a pick six out there. If you guys watched it, you saw the type of domination it was. We saw a couple of quarterbacks from Texas Tech. It really didn't matter. I wrote this in my pregame stuff. I thought that Columbia would probably give Iowa State more problems than Alan Bowman would. And, I'm guessing Matt Wells maybe wishes he would have gone to that card a little bit earlier than he did in the football game. But really, I mean, just looking at the box score here, the biggest key to this win for me for Iowa State was the running game. 5.1 yards per carry overall, but Iowa State's defensive front was just dominant. Kept Texas Tech to 2.6 yards per carry. Talked about pregame, if you could make this Texas Tech team one-dimensional, you knew that Iowa State had a really good shot. And that's the thing. I think a lot of fans will be a little bit irritated that Iowa State couldn't pull away on the scoreboard a little bit more, and I understand that, but it was kind of dictated early, why risk it with that type of stuff? And I thought Iowa State kind of sat on it a little bit in the second half, which it makes sense. This is Matt Campbell. This is the way that he coaches. It's the way that Iowa State wants to play, and they were doing that on their way to a workmanlike win today. You got a dominating one of the Big 12. A couple other notes. 11 players caught passes for Iowa State today. Wow. Xavier Hutchinson led the way. X gave it to us. 9 catches for 77 yards. He was awesome. 2 tight ends caught touchdown passes, and Chase Allen and Charlie Kohler. So, again, I thought Iowa State took another step in the right direction today. I've been saying the last couple weeks, I think this team is a legitimate contender to win the Big 12. Nothing I saw today would take that away. In fact, I'm more encouraged today. One thing that I would come down on today, Joey Ramos had to leave the game. So that's just another injury up front for Iowa State. We'll get an update on him after the game. So that was kind of a bummer. But, Kansas State is about to beat TCU. So with that, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State still atop the Big 12. Texas went down today, so it puts another game between them and Iowa State. We'll break it down going into the bye week and whatnot, but Iowa State's in good position right now to take care of business, win the games you should win, and you put yourself in a really good spot here on October 10th. But that's my instant reaction. Just really happy. I don't see, I really don't see many negatives to come from this one. Of course, we'll go and watch the tape and do all that, but it was a really complete football game. You know, the special teams thing, we'll get nitpicky with that. Iowa State's given up 3 touchdowns now on special teams this year. You can't do that against a really good football team. You know, you could do it today because you dominated so much, but if you're at Texas or at Kansas State, that's the type of stuff that this team really has to clean up. If I know Matt Campbell, he'll talk about that in postgame. Penalties were better today. There was a targeting at the end that's going to come back to haunt Iowa State. Ishim Young will have to miss the first half at Oklahoma State in a couple weeks, which really sucks. But, I'm gonna go get righty. Dominant performance today, 31-15. Thank you to our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Also, a shout-out to our friends at Authentic Brands. All the shirts and stuff that I'm wearing throughout the season on game day, and you can see me during our game day shows, are from Authentic Brands, doing really good stuff. Officially licensed gear of the Iowa State Cyclones. 31-15, that's your Instant Reaction Podcast. Jared Stansberry and Rob Gray will have complete coverage of a column later on tonight. Thanks for checking us out here at CycloneFanatic.com and the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.